Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
Good afternoon, I'm Lucy Morgan. The top stories this lunchtime: man's body found on marshland at Sandown, renewed appeal after East Cowes exposure, and reaction to the school's merger plans. Those stories and more coming up on the Isle of Wight today.
The Isle of Wight today with Lucy Morgan.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. First this lunchtime, the body of a man's been found on marshland in Sandown. Police say the family of missing pensioner Michael Davis has been informed, although the body has yet to be formally identified. Matt White's been following this story and joins me now live in the studio. Matt, tell us more.
Yes, good afternoon, Lucy. Well, yesterday's discovery of a man's body seemingly brings a very tragic end to this very sorry story. It all started when 71-year-old Michael Davies, who's a Welsh tourist on the Isle of Wight on holiday, went missing on the 26th of May. Now, he was last seen walking along Avenue Road after leaving a hotel in Sandown. Since then, police have issued various appeals over the last month, and different CCTV images have been released in a bid to aid the search for him. Now, Michael Davis's family made a personal appeal for help, and a search by residents on the Isle of Wight in the Sandown area was also held last month with the backing of Michael Davis's family.
So what happens now?
Well, Lucy, we still await to hear more from police, but what we do know is that the death is not being treated as suspicious.
Matt White with the details there. Thanks very much for joining us, and we will have more as the afternoon goes on.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Next this lunchtime, police are making a renewed appeal for information surrounding an indecent exposure in East Cowes last week. John Weeks reports.
According to Hampshire Constabulary, a man allegedly exposed himself to three children shortly after 6 p.m. on the 26th of June. The girls were playing in a park on East Cowes Esplanade when a man approached them to help find his dog. The girls then went into a wooded area with the man to look for the dog when the man exposed himself. The man's described as white, in his 50s or 60s, about 5 feet 9 inches tall, with grey and brown curly hair, which was just above his shoulders. He was wearing light grey shorts that had pockets and were just below knee length, walking shoes, and a green or grey hat, which was described as a fisherman's hat. Anyone with information should contact police on 101.
John Weeks with those details there. A campaign group hoping to halt the closure of Carisbrook College is to stage a protest. An Isle of Wight Council report recommends it merges with Medina College on the Medina site by 2017. The Island Innovation Trust runs the school. It says the council ignored those who took part in a consultation. Campaigners will meet outside County Hall ahead of Wednesday's council meeting. Meanwhile, we should be optimistic about education on the Isle of Wight. That's from outgoing Sandown Bay Academy principal Eric Jackson, who's been speaking about the proposed shake-up for secondary schools. Under the plan to be considered next week, sixth form provision at Sandown and Ryde academies will be combined. Eric says it's a collaboration, not a merger.
The two academies now are collaborating. The governing bodies have formed a joint committee to oversee this joint sixth form provision. And this is very much a joint sixth form provision with staff in both schools fully involved in that. And as I speak, the two academies are working, aligning their school days. The teachers are working with their colleagues to look at common syllabuses.
And we'll have more on that in tomorrow's Friday report on Isle of Wight Radio from just after this programme, about this time tomorrow. We'll be concentrating on some of those key issues, and you can get your questions and your comments in ahead of tomorrow's Friday report education special.
Isle of Wight Radio, news and information for the Isle of Wight.
Turning now to some of the national and international headlines, and it's understood Tunisian police intend to charge 8 people in connection with last week's beach massacre. The group includes a woman. 4 others who were also questioned have been released. Sky's Nick Martins following developments in the resort of Sousse.
Clearly they want to piece together whether Saifedean Rezgi was acting alone or the extent to which he was helped. And so it would suggest the Tunisians have enough evidence to be confident not only to arrest these 8 people, but to charge them.
The Prime Minister's spokesman says any British airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria would need the backing of MPs. The Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, has said it's illogical that UK planes are only attacking positions in Iraq at the moment. The BBC is cutting 1,000 jobs because of a big drop in income from the licence fee. More people are now using the catch-up services instead of watching TV live. Just 4 weeks after a serious crash on its Smiler ride, there have been more problems at Alton Towers. The Staffordshire theme park's apologised after 80 people got stuck on its monorail on the hottest day of the year because of what it called a technical issue. 36 people have died after a ferry capsized in the Philippines. The Coast Guard rescued more than 100 passengers, but 26 are still listed as missing. The vessel overturned in rough waters on a journey from the central city of Ormoc to the island of Komotis. A woman from Staffordshire has been charged with being a member of Islamic State. The 26-year-old from Burton-on-Trent's also accused of inciting terrorism on social media. She's expected to appear in court this afternoon. It's claimed over a third of child abuse cases in England and Wales are handled to good standard by police. Charlie Maggs reports.
This crime is about the stealing of children's souls, spirits, if you like.
Bob Belfour was abused as a child and says it's vital claims are looked into properly. But ATM Inspector of Constabulary says that's not happening.
Children haven't always been listened to. That's what we want to see changed.
It's found there are too many delays in gathering evidence, and even some officers accuse children of crimes rather than treating them as a potential victim. Simon Bailey's the National Policing Lead on Child Abuse Investigations.
I absolutely accept that it's a very tough read.
He also says there's been a huge jump in the number of cases being reported, having an impact on resources.
That's Charlie Max reporting there. And the legendary singer Val Dunican has died at the age of 88. He had countless top 10 hits and was rarely out of the charts in the 60s and 70s.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
Back on the island now, and a woman was treated for the effects of smoke inhalation after a kitchen fire in Ryde last night. Firefighters were called to a property in Apley Rise at around 7:45. £16,000 worth of tools have been stolen from a Bembridge construction site. The McCarthyan stone site in Church Road was targeted overnight between Monday and Tuesday this week. Hampshire Constabulary thinks a large vehicle would have been used to transport the tools away from the site, and that it's likely more than one person was involved. On to the tennis this lunchtime, and Andy Murray's about to get his second round match with Dutchman Robin Haase underway on court number one. Murray admits he wasn't at his best during his opening victory at the tournament, but says the result is more important than the performance.
Sometimes your opponent doesn't allow you to play your best. You just have to sometimes knuckle down and just try to get the win. And it doesn't say on this match report how well I played. It just says that you won the match. So that's the most important thing.
Andy Murray there. Meanwhile, elsewhere at Wimbledon, after a delayed start due to rain, his British Davis Cup teammate James Ward is set up against Czech player Jiří Veselý. Later, Aliash Bedeni takes on Viktor Troitsky. Finally, this lunchtime, a minion and custards helped the CEO of the Earl Mountbatten Hospice to launch a Go Yellow fundraising month. Patients and staff threw custard pies at Nigel Hartley as he sat in a paddling pool of custard. And he told us more about the campaign from that very position.
It's all about Go Yellow, which starts today, which we're encouraging people to raise money and also awareness of the hospice across the island. And I think as CEO, it's not about talking the talk, it's about walking the walk. So it's about getting in there and doing it and showing an example.
And you can see pictures of Nigel covered in custard on our website. And you'll also find out more about how you can help raise cash for the hospice. Also online, pictures of meerkats enjoying the sun in Seaview yesterday and the work that's undergone there to keep the animals cool. There's more at iwradio.co.uk.
Isle of Wight Radio's coverage of the 2015 Island Games is sponsored by Whitelink, part of Island Life, and proud to support Team Isle of Wight. White.
Before I hand you back to Anna, it's now 7 gold medals for Team Isle of Wight at the Island Games. Hammer thrower Amy Church took gold yesterday, while teammate Wallace Canning won bronze in the same competition. Gemma Toms won gold in the women's rifle, and there was a silver medal for long jumper James Grucock. Tennis star Regan Greenwood also defies the odds. She guaranteed herself a bronze after beating Jersey's number one player, despite nursing a wrist injury. Today, many of the events have been hit by the weather. We'll have a full rundown for you at 5:30.
Isle of Wight Radio's coverage of the 2015 Island Games is sponsored by Whitelink, part of Island Life, and proud to support Team Isle of Wight.